Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Instead of saying Wayward Renegade Witches Blog, we're going to break through and call this Witch Patrol in effect. And of course, I want to thank our ancestors of opening up the path and opening up the doors and uprooting energies that needed to be uprooted. But I'm not going to hold up Sandy. I'm going to bring her in and we're going to get motherfucking started. Sandy?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. So this is how I want to play the game tonight. You're mm-hmm. going to be the spirit of revenge, and I'm going to be the spirit of redemption, and let the spirits guide us. Don't be too harsh, but I know you will. I know you're going to be a motherfucker, but I know you will. So I'm going to let you open up some energies. Go right ahead.
Okay, before we get started, I want to say this for everybody that's listening. This is about Witch Patrol, okay? Don't call with no bullshit. Don't call trying to distract. Don't call asking no stupid shit. If it ain't got anything to do with what the fuck we talking about, don't fucking call, all right? So we going to stick with the scheduled show, and that's where it's going to stay. So let's start first with 2018, okay? We first came on the scene in 2017, right? Wayward Renegade Witches. And the very first video that we did out of numerous fucking channels that we had that kept getting taken down. The very first fucking video we did, I remember, we did a parody of Bashira and her brother, Mama D's Nuts. And we got so much fucking hate on that fucking video. And we first let me say this. We started this shit to warn people about, you know, fake witches, fake spiritualists, and fake occultists. That's where we were coming from with it. And we just basically wanted to warn people, and we're both spiritually inclined, and we can see, and you can see. So it's not like, you know, we were just doing some bullshit to try to fuck with people. I researched shit. And once I researched and gave it to you, you ran with the shit. And we made, you know, videos. Now, yeah, it was, you know, a lot of it was like parody and shit. But basically, we're telling you what it is about these people that you're following. And we got so much fucking hate. So much fucking, like their legions of disciples came at us. Once we started with Ashira, the queen fucking beast, it kind of went down here from there. Because then, you know, we got on to, what's that bitch name, that fucking High Priestess Creole. And then we got with Magical Lady Duchess and shit, and basically showing that, hey, these hoes have criminal records, okay? This is who you're following. Ain't nothing fucking magical. So we're coming at it this way. Now, maybe the delivery wasn't the way that you wanted, but hey, that's why we're called fucking Wayward Renegade. We don't sugarcoat shit. We're not polite. We're not nice. We say it how it fucking is. And maybe, you know, the tone wasn't for everybody. But, hey, we're not for every fucking body, and that's okay. So we got attacked a lot, but you more than me, all based on fucking looks, because we were coming for people's favorites, and they didn't want to hear the fucking truth. And it got so ugly and nasty. You know, my house address was put out there. Mama D's Nuts said your kids were products of rape. That nigga threatened to slice and dice people up in the comments, and I got all this shit. I still got this shit, you motherfuckers. I got them fake system, deceased letters that Ashira, side baby, side chick, goddess, wrote and sent to my fucking house. The bitch had my address put out on the internet. They had their people put up fake, you know, went to the, what's that shit called, the pissed off consumer and all them fucking websites and put all these lies and shit and went in their groups and were telling all these fucking lies about us, that we had criminal records, which neither one of us has no fucking criminal records. But anything that they could do, they did it. And they were foul as fuck. And I'm still fucking angry about that shit to this day. Because now, oh, and then let's not leave out what's her face, Michaela, who we're going to talk about. And you even warned people about that bitch. I'm still debating on whether or not she's a man or a woman. But you had your experiences in Vegas with her. You warned people about her back in 2018 several times. And people still were fucking with that man. And now the nigga in jail and shit. So I want people to tell me, because, you know, the real ones, the ones that roll with us from the beginning, know what we went through, the real ones. Now, all you new, brand new motherfuckers, y'all need to sit this out on the side, because you really don't have no fucking opinion but to sit back and relax and listen to this shit. But the real ones know. The real ones from the start know what we went through and what we were trying to do, where we were coming from. And now look where we at. This nigga in jail. And that's Ashira's partner. So when is Ashira going to jail? Because that bitch, and I was telling you, that bitch got a woman kidnapped from her group for being an escort. We put out that she basically is a madam and shit in them groups. And even her followers would contact you on bullshit. Let's not forget that. Wasted fucking time, wasted fucking energy, playing all kind of fucking games and shit, and we had to even clown a couple of her followers who would get up in the comments and saying all kind of shit. So here we are, what? It's 2021 now, and this shit happened back in 2018. And like you said, the chickens are coming to roost. Yeah, bitch, they're coming to roost. Starting with that hoe, Michaela.
Remember when you said you met Michaela,
and we, first of all, we were debating on whether or not she was a nigga or a woman. Mm-hmm. And you said that when you met her in Vegas, you thought she was a dude.
Mhm. I did.
And she was a prostitute.
But just to say all that, to also piggyback, the thing about it is that if you remember before we came on the scene, I was already following High Priestess Creole, telling you about her.
Right.
Had no issues. And I was also, I have been following Ashira way back, I would say maybe 2015, maybe. And I was like, oh, she's interesting. But then as time progressed, I started to peep shit. And I'm like, wait a minute, something not right. Something not right about all of this. So anyway, with us being occultists, we sat back and we watched how the scene was rolling with occultism. And we see that it was very novelty. But then it was very interesting that when we got on the scene, we started to examine that everybody was on the same wavelength, the same thing, talking about cow's tongue, what is it, pineapple spells, all that shit.
Yeah.
Everybody was connected. But who stood out even before Ashira was Magical Lady Duchess, because every time you look, she was either doing Satanism, Wiccan, paganism, Then she went from that to calling herself practicing the Yoruba religion, to Ifa. She was connected to these females in Texas, I think mainly Houston, that called themselves some kind of African spiritual group that fucked with Orishas and shit like that. Then she went from that to back to Satanism. Then she was faking the phone talking about she's the daughter of Oshun. Then every time we started to talk about these motherfuckers, our channel was basically reported. It was reported. Then after that, they were sending motherfuckers at us. Then here comes Tata, that motherfucker. Then it became all these motherfuckers coming at us. The bottom line is this, when that supposed person, which at first I was like, wait a minute, is this a man or a woman? Which was who? Mama D. Who would have known that Mama D was, I didn't know Mama D was connected to Ashura. As things progressed, remember Ashura punk ass was lying. And she started telling in her group and lying on her videos, telling motherfuckers that I learned from her and she taught me how to be a spiritualist. Do you remember that shit? Okay?
I remember that. Yeah.
Now, Ashura, remember, was connected to this fake-ass modeling agency that's online, but it's technically, what is it, like a whole thing. It was for prostitution.
Yeah.
Now remember the bitch that she sent to me pretending to be a client. Now, what's her name? Oh, her last name was Flair Bird, but not that other Flair Bird, this other chick. And the chick kept calling me up talking about she was married to some older dude. And for like 2 weeks, what is it? For 2 weeks straight, she kept calling my line early in the fucking morning. The bitch sat up, paid for supposed services. Okay? Now, this was before that I knew better. So then the bitch sat up, requested services. I'm working with her. But my spirit was like, huh? She went from talking about Ashura. What is the other Arabian? What's it, Arabian? Is it Arabian
conjurer?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. She just was all over the place. Then out the blue one day, the bitch sat up and said, well, I don't want to continue with your services. Then the bitch called me up trying to test my pippin on reading. Then the bitch sat up, or somebody within the crew sent that long-ass messenger email talking about Tata, talking about the conscious community, Phil Valentine, talking about Ashura and all of them, and talking about don't get involved with them because they eat people and they like to eat melanin. Talking about all the niggas, right?
Yeah.
Then the bitch came back on PayPal, did that weak shit, then disputed the PayPal that she paid me. I disputed that shit right back and still got my motherfucking money, bitch. Then Magical Lady Duchess and all them kept sending motherfuckers my way to get with me, to argue with me. Then remember the bitch that was in fucking Louisiana, okay, that kept playing games with me? And then it was connected to Magical Lady Duchess group, then this other motherfucking group, then this chick. It just kept going around and around in a circle. But it was all connected to all the motherfuckers in Ashura. Then after that, then Michaela came on the scene. We were like, well, who's this chick? And I started looking at her. I said, wait a minute, I know that chick. She was up in Vegas. I thought she was a dude. Okay? Then peep this game. Do you remember when Ashura had that fucking group and was teaching women to mac on other women's men? Remember when she was at that bar standing there looking at somebody else's man? But nobody's up here peeping that Mickey was up there doing threesomes with Ashura's husband, right? Nobody was up there peeping while she was over there, while Ashura was over there looking at the next nigga. Mickey was on her nigga. Did anybody forget that? when Ashura and Mickey used to go out, and Mickey used to sit there all up rubbing up on who? Ashura's husband. Then Mickey would sit up and block her husband so her husband couldn't see that she was up there flirting with the next nigga. Remember, we didn't put that shit up because there was a man that called himself being a fatal attraction towards Ashura. That bitch
right.
sat up, had that basically taken down because she didn't want anybody to see she was on that whole shit and Mickey and her was in the threesome with her fucking husband. Then when her husband started taking heed to shit, that nigga bounced on that ass. Can we stop playing? Then after that, she went and got that bitch to sit up to cuss me the fuck out and cuss you the fuck out, but mainly me. And you know who I'm talking about, that badass witch bitch who was up there, and I don't know what the fuck she is, and she sat up there, she went the fuck off, and I was feeling the wave. So then I had to come back on her hoe, and she kept trying to come back at me. And remember when the bitch sat up there and said, and next time you better come correct. Come correct on my pussy hoe, bitch, because the bottom line is this. All along, we was trying to show motherfuckers who these people are. Let's not forget Tata punk ass. Let's not forget how he sat up and we was taking up for him because who was ragging on his ass? Bokar. Remember that? So when Bokar was ragging on that ass, we were trying to take up for Tata. Tata punk ass came back with some bullshit, threw us under the bus, then got who to do his bidding. What's that bitch name that was lying like a motherfucker? And we had her on the show a couple of times, and she kept with Matt. Okay, let's follow the trail. So then a cold gym came in effect. She was doing Tata's bidding. Then that bitch got on YouTube like, well, where is the lie? And but bitch, you the same hoe that was up there cursing a mother and her child and hoping that the mother died. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Okay, now let's go back to High Priestess Creole Looney Tune ass when she used to get on YouTube drunk as a motherfucker, swearing her fucking words, and had to take down fucking videos. Did we forget she was a prostitute in Ecuador? Did we forget that them niggas had them bitches hoeing up in Ecuador and everywhere else? And we tried to tell you about a motherfucker. Then let's loop back around to Michaela. I told niggas about Michaela. I said, hey. She's a straight scam artist. She was up at that Azora, whatever hotel over there in Vegas. And remember I said I was down there at 1 o'clock in the morning at the fucking bar. And I was sitting at the bar. The next thing I know, this white man with his black American Express card was buying me drinks. Yes, motherfuckers, yes. And I'm minding my motherfucking business. He was just boom, 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 boom. And next thing I know, Makeda slipped up on my black ass and was like, who are you? Hey, what's your name? I said, oh, my name is yada, yada, yada. Oh, and she was trying to fill me out. She said, well, my name is Makeda. I'm from Houston. I do hair. And I was like, oh, and we were talking and shit. The next thing I know, this white man came over to her on her left side, and he was talking to her, but I didn't think nothing about it. The next thing I know, they was up and out and gone, and that's when I peeped in. I said, oh, that's a prostitute. But I thought Michaela was a dude because she was strong in the faith then. So when I looked, so remember, you forwarded me, texted me some shit, and you hit me up, and you like, excuse me, bitch, did you look at this shit? I'm like, fuck no, hell no. Then I go look at the damn thing. I was like, damn, this look like a transgender who's in prison and shit. You know, trans, because, hey, I've seen it. Then I said, well, who's this man? You said, that's Michaela. I said, get the fuck up out of here. Then you, wait, I'm busy right now. Wait, what is it? What do you want? Why you, what? I'm talking. What do you want? Just say what you want, Antonio. I can't Can you get some pancakes? What? You're drawing me a picture? What? You're trying to claim your paycheck? Well, if you don't wait till after this shit is done, wait till we're done. You up here trying to claim some money. And you see that I'm doing this blog talk. Okay, go ahead. Please, Okay, come over here bothering me. Talk about he claiming his paycheck. Okay. Antonio, just get out of here trying to claim your paycheck. Then, okay, I'm talking, please. So then, remember when that shit, okay, remember when that shit came up with Michaela and her husband didn't know that she was on YouTube and fucking around with Ashura?
Oh, that's right.
And then you used to do the research, and you put and then the shit went up on Instagram. Then they sat up and reported, and they kept reporting on our Instagram. Let's not talk about the white motherfuckers. And I'm not being racist. Let's not talk about Michael Reddy punk ass and his wife who hollered when I sat up and called their ass like, "What's up?" Because remember, Michael Reddy, and I still got his shit. He called me all type of niggers and then sat up and tried to play a psychological game to say I was lying. That nigga right there sat up and called my uncle, my cousin, and sent them emails. Okay? That's what that motherfucker did. Then the motherfucker sat up and tried to make this whole video around us. And his ass put his stepchildren up to contact us and pretend they need that. Do you remember that? So then, when I went and I never heard of them, then I went and looked on their YouTube, and we were sitting there examining that shit. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Then we end up and start talking about him. Then next thing you know, his ass, I was a potato head. I'm all this shit. He's racist as a motherfucker. We was trying to warn motherfuckers about these white spiritualists who call themselves trying to help you, but they racist as a motherfucker, like Michael Reddy, like the rest of them. Then we were trying to hit motherfuckers up about these police. Exactly. Oh, let's not talk about homeboy, the senior citizen that was trying to talk shit to me, dropping love. That mother. Who am I talking about? Over there in Louisiana,
Rodney
was up there talking shit and the audacity when this chick who lied and said she was his godchild said he had a stroke. He was trying to get with me. And all I was saying, hey, brother, you need to go sit your ass down for a moment and get off this screen because somebody's trying to attack you and you on this screen. And he was trying to attack me. Then I'm like, what the fuck is that about? Then let's not talk about Bokar. I was just trying to compliment a brother, not saying I want to be with him. Next thing you know, a nigga masturbating. I'm all this other shit. I'm eating potato chips. I'm doing all, you see what I mean? But you're supposed to be in a spiritualist, right?
You forgot about when Ashura put that bounty on your head. Did you get about that?
Oh, yeah.
When she was offering $150 reward for your information?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She offered $150, a bounty over my head, for somebody to collect information about me and give it to her. Yes, she fucking did. That fucking low-down, dirty-ass, sick bitch fucking did, and she deserves any fucking thing she gets because she put a bounty over my head for information. She gave out your shit. Let's not forget that this bitch is up there also probably the one who put that link in Bokar's, remember, in the body of his comments about our lawsuit, and then Pete went, who? Jennifer Darling, the one who's the city attorney's attorney, in your deposition, brought up witch wars and all this fucking information and playing these fucking games. You hear what the fuck I'm saying to you? That these motherfucking YouTube motherfuckers was all up in our damn lawsuit? But let alone, we tried to warn niggas. Then, remember when niggas up there kept talking about our looks, then you had to unveil bitches? You remember that?
Unveil and clown. Because remember, Magical Lady Dutch's fat ass was up in a, when Bokar did that foul ass fucking video trying to humiliate and degrade you. Her fat ass was up in his comments laughing. And then you had that fucking handicapped wheelchair bound fucking High Priestess Kathy up in the comments. You had Ashira up in the fucking comments. You had all them hoes up in the comments saying some fucked up foul shit.
But peep this game, but the white folks were there all along. The Latins and white folks were there all along. They were working the back end. They were up there practicing their Satanism, Wiccan, and all that. No, they are part of it too. Let's not forget where motherfuckers were purposely friending on fucking Facebook, right? Remember when white motherfuckers coming from Mississippi spiritualists would sit up, friend me, and then sit up and try to get with me and then lie and say, well, Sandy's in groups talking about you, talking hella shit. We not forgetting all that. But now you guys see the bullshit now, right? Because when I'm doing the numbers, of her, the date that she basically got incarcerated, Michaela, those are principality numbers. So what's really going on? And Ashura is jealous as fuck over that female. She's probably jealous that she's getting all of this notoriety on media outtake of her being in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, but I see a caller. Let's see where they say some shit. This is Wayward.
Hello?
The fuck? You gonna say something? Anyway, so in looking at the trail, let's really get to the root of it. Ashura and all the mother and the majority of the motherfuckers are connected to the conscious community. In the conscious community, even that whole shit with Brother Polite and people were throwing out accusations of Brother Polite basically having a prostitution ring. This also includes that Nature Boy, all that shit. See, people not understanding that. Remember how we were talking about what the fuck is going on with YouTube? Because it was like Ashura was just like off the bat getting our shit removed and everything. And we were like, what's her connection to fucking YouTube? Okay? How come this shit is happening? How come it's okay for this bitch right here to bully people? Are we forgetting when she sat up and put her daughters up to basically harass me and call me mammy? Did we forget about that? Did we forget when she put the supposed, and I said supposed, because we already know that her daughter is going to grow up and be a lesbian, because I already see it coming. I'm not being rude, but she was looking rough cut. But the bottom line is this. That little girl, no, Sandy, remember when I said, hey, that little girl, the pretty one? Not the darker one. I'm talking about the one that she pranced around and have
the
her favorite. The favorite. And she was being disrespectful and had a damn Cabbage Patch doll and had to talk about mammy and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, people are going to say, well, you guys are not innocent. No, we attack what you do. We didn't attack your children. Just like what you said.
No.
Mama D said my children were out of rape. When my son found that shit out, he was hurt and angry that some bitch who don't even know who the fuck her daddy is, barely knowing the fuck who her mama is, and her mama was busting it wide open, letting all the motherfuckers up in that pussy. because the bottom line is that Ashura didn't even fucking know who her daddy was, because remember, we got into her Facebook and her daddy was putting it out there that he just met his daughter, and the rest of the Puerto Rican family was like, oh, wow, she's beautiful. But he didn't know his daughter was a whore like her mother.
Yeah, because
let's keep it real and keep it right.
He was married when he got with Ashura's mama. So probably one night stand somewhere, and he recently just met her. He don't really know.
Absolutely.
Like that.
But wait a minute.
Remember, they have this great relationship and shit.
But do you remember when you and I was listening to this recording? I don't know what it was, and she was talking to her father or her grandfather, somebody, and they didn't have a clue about magic. Do you remember that conversation she was having?
I do.
And it was weird.
I do. Yeah. It was distant.
Absolutely.
It was like he was talking to a fucking stranger.
It was a really weird conversation. And then you get these Poleros coming in. And remember, everybody kept trying to fuck with Poleros. And the Poleros kept sending, trying to send shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think people don't realize that Ashura don't know shit about fucking magic. And she hires Poleros to do her fucking work. And none of them know how to do any fucking work. They go to somebody to get fucking work done. But when we're trying to point that out, nobody want to fucking hear that. Everybody started fucking attacking us. We tried to say, hey, this bitch is pimping out these girls in her Facebook group. Her, first of all, Michaela, got underneath Ashura and got consultations or whatever the fuck she got from Ashura.
And who else?
And, that's right, Bokar, that nigga was
Thank
up
you.
In Ashura's group. Because he was on a whole different other kind of a vibe. And then all of a sudden, he switched up his whole persona and shit. And Michaela got up underneath Ashura, learned some shit, and they started groups together. They started groups because, remember, Michaela's a prostitute. So she was already selling dirty socks and every other fucking thing that she could sell.
True that.
And
true that, because people don't know. But wait a minute. Go deep into that because she admitted. And remember, she used to do ASRs licking ice cream and a very horrible job. No wonder she's a horrible prostitute. Because remember, she couldn't lick that dick right. Because
That was sad. And the thing is that she took, when we pointed all that shit out, all them videos, that bitch took all them fucking videos off of her YouTube channel. So you can't see none of that shit. But it was she was licking the ice cream. I think it was the ASMR. And then we both were kind of like, oh, man, that bitch don't know how to suck a dick. If that's why she licking ice cream, she definitely don't know how to suck a dick. So we pointed all that shit out. She removed all those fucking videos. And her and Michaela, first, she was selling socks. She was selling her dirty socks and shit. We pointed that out. She was selling that shit. And then, you know, I started to look further into what other kind of shit she was doing. And we found out about the groups. And we found out that, you know, basically, broke bitches or just bitches that are trying to come up, be gold diggers, are following these two hoes. But in actuality, they're teaching them to be hoes. And I found out about Michaela having this fake-ass school, this academy on trying to teach women how to, you know, how to look and be presentable and shit. But meantime, she was looking like a whole fucking man during that time. And basically,
wait a minute, stop there. But stop there, Sandy. Mm-hmm. But remember where Ashura copied her school from? It was from the other sister that was in Atlanta, that was part of the conscious community, who used to have dreads in her hair. Then Arthur cut off all her dreads. Yes, and then cut off all her dreads and said that she didn't want to date any more dusty niggas in the conscious community.
Uh-huh.
Then that's when she shifted and started dating white men. That what was called,
uh-huh.
I think it was from the charm school in fucking Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then Ashura,
yeah.
yes, and then Ashura piggybacked on top of her shit and then started her shit. Okay?
And then let's not forget she also mm-hmm. brought in her brother, Mama D or Papa D, to be over the face group, to level up. Because even D's Nuts, Mama D called himself trying to level up. We
mm-hmm.
don't want to forget that. All of
mm-hmm.
them are in cahoots. And basically it's all just a scam and one big prostitution ring. And we tried to point that out. We had receipts and every fucking thing. We put that shit up on Instagram, and they kept fucking with the Instagram account where we had to split off and make two fucking separate Instagram accounts. Sometimes we had to make
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
We had over how many channels? Four to five channels. And every time we would speak about fucking Ashura and anything, next thing you know, our shit was down. Okay? And now you guys are seeing the outcome. You see, wait a minute. A woman, didn't the woman's husband murder her that was in her room
yeah.
because Ashura encouraged her to cheat?
No, Michaela, the lady
okay.
was getting consultation. I think I was telling you the consultation that Mickey would give. She would tell women to even if you with a man, if you have a man, still cheat. And then
mm-hmm.
And I was telling you that she said if you have kids and shit, don't tell the man that you have kids until you fuck them, and then, you know, kind of like get them sprung and then start crying and shit, and then tell him you got kids. Like, I guess he's supposed to stay with you after that. But basically she was telling the woman that, you know, go ahead and cheat and do all that kind of shit and then leave him. And so I guess he found out what she was doing and he killed her. And then that's when I think when the other girl that was in their group, the one that got kidnapped by John,
mm-hmm.
met online, that's when Ashura, she got out the group and gave the group over to her brother, Mama D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't understand these hoes, these gang goofy hoes, because I told you, I said,
mm-hmm.
this is dang goofy hoes that are still riding for Mickey, talking about she innocent and shit. And this bitch scamming and conning people. And I told you about how some chick, she had went to Atlanta. She paid like 2 G's or 3 G's for Mickey's course and shit. And
mm-hmm,
when she got
mm-hmm.
there, she couldn't even take the course. So Mickey just basically just took her money and shit. And these are the people that y'all, these are the people y'all fucking around with, you stupid dang goofy hoes. You following a bitch. One, Ashura ain't got shit. She always high-siding, pretending and flossing like she got some shit and she ain't got no shit. The bitch been in many bankruptcies as I have. The bitch got 3 DUIs and shit. She whooped that old man's ass when she got domestic violence an arrest on her. She leased that fucking car. Every car she got, she leased. The bitch ain't got no fucking money, but she pretending like she got money. You bitches are following that. Mickey ain't got shit. Mickey selling her titty. She was selling her titty milk.
Yeah, you was telling me about that shit. Okay, we have a caller, and hopefully they'll say something.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Yes.
Great. Hey. Hi, my name's Dre, and I got into the spiritual stuff on YouTube back in 2017. This was about a year before you ladies came on the scene and rocked that world, and I was investigating Ashura at the time, because during that summer, her brother was bullying another transgender YouTuber and pulling out Ashira's records and stuff and the records of that Libid Jew perfume and stuff and Mama D. No matter what you show their followers, they have a cult-like following. They have cognitive dissonance. No matter if you show their receipts to their faces, they will not believe you. Even now in Mickey's group, I saw on Lipstick Alley that her followers are praying for her. They're saying they'll still support her, you know, because she helped them and that's all that matters. Like, this is a cult-like following. And I'm interested, like, in the supernatural side of it because people over the years have been saying that they'll watch Ashira or other quote-unquote witchy YouTubers and they feel sick and they feel drained all of a sudden. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what type of spirits are behind them, sucking people's energy behind the screen, and what gets these people wrapped up into this cult that they can't really escape?
Okay.
It's a lot, I know.
Okay. No. I'm hearing you because I want to answer you, but thank you, caller.
Wait a minute.
That is, so let's start from A. Now, if something going on with Ashira, I'm going to focus on her. Because do you remember when we were looking at her on video and her face melted and then it became distorted? And I was like, what's wrong with her? Then remember her features start changing and they were distorted.
Yes.
Then remember when she started telling people to go to electric posts and all that and put your hands and get the electrical posts and pull the energy. Then she said then she said that's how she get people to fuck with her because she's using the electricity or something. And then remember one of her people come calling me up talking about plasma. What I believe is, and I feel what he's saying, she's doing spell work, but it's like it's not electronic, but a magnet. But it's something about her that's not right, and it doesn't seem that she's like a human. Because why would your fucking face be distorting and cracking?
Yeah, that was real
creepy.
What the
fuck is that? That is creepy. And people may say, oh, you're going too far.
Don't forget, remember when we were talking about her daughters and you had said she was sucking the beauty
sucking up their life
out of her.
Yes.
Yeah. And I had seen somewhere where somebody has said that she admitted using her daughters for certain purposes. So I can't remember exactly what it was, but she does use them. And it kind of makes me wonder why she have them in some of the videos, why she have that certain one in her video all the time. And subjecting them to
first
all
of all
from people that are watching.
Well, first of all, people better peep game that Ashira be up there sex trafficking her daughters in a way. I'm going to say allegedly, but I'm going to talk about what it is. Do you remember when she was doing a sexual kind of ASR with her daughters up in that closet?
Yes.
And her daughters were, you remember that, right?
I do. That was a different channel called Toy Soldiers or some shit. I remember some
Not
shit.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because she had a whole other channel called Toy Soldiers.
However,
remember when her little girls, because remember when I first noticed Ashira, I said, oh, her little girls are very cute. Then as they start growing up and getting older, I start peeping change. I said, is this woman sucking the life force out of her daughters? Now you see them today, and I don't clown on children, but I'm going to keep it 1,000. Hey, there's some questionable shit. Because the bottom line is this: you grow into your looks, you grow into who you are. But more and more, as we started to look at her daughters, it's very clear. But he, the person, the caller just made a great point. What the fuck is going on? What is her energy? And why are these people occult like? And their cognitive thinking is for the shit birds. It's bird stew. Because no matter what you show them, they will not believe it. Now they're in prayer warrior mode to get Michaela out of jail. But those are some interesting charges. The bottom line is this. I can understand some shit. Anybody could be innocent. I get it. But I'm saying from my experience with Michaela, no, that's not far fucking fetched. And I'm not, and the bottom line is that I'm not judging her on her selling pussy. I'm judging her character that I see her get down. And people forget in the videos when her and Ashura first started hanging out. Do you remember when she used to side-eye Ashura on the side? Like she used to look at her?
Yeah, especially that one video when they were in the jewelry store. She did that shit.
Yes, yes. And what these motherfuckers don't understand, and let's go backwards. Let's go back to when her and Ashura start hanging together. And she started doing that Michaela pink and that and her whole Instagram and everything. Let's go back. She was married to a white man or whoever that man was to her younger child. And do you remember when her child was on screen, but it was like she was married or with this man? And her husband didn't know that she was out here prostituting. He didn't even know about Ashura. And didn't you say there's something going on with her son that they're trying to get him for burglary? Michaela's son?
Her oldest son is in jail for burglary.
That's odd, and I was really confused by that. And we were talking, you were like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, a cancer, here, remember this, and we had this conversation. I said, a cancer going to do what they do for their kid. And her son shouldn't be incarcerated. You know? But, and then you
and
were
what
like,
I say?
You said she's an ain't shit mother.
Because if she, look, her son wouldn't be in jail for burglary if she was taking care of him. Okay? If you selling pussy or whatever the fuck you doing, it should be taking care of your kids. Well, your kids shouldn't be in jail for fucking burglary. So that means she's a narcissistic bitch that's only concerned about her own fucking self. Now, you out here putting women who, they have. I'm going to give some of these hoes the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, they're young, they're gang goofy. They're trying to come up. But you don't, you can't take it. Yeah, everybody got to learn their lesson, whatever. But some of them, let's just say, don't have fucking common sense. Let's say some of them, as we do know, some of the people that follow these hoes are unhinged, much like that bitch that showed up at my house and got more than what she expected for. Now, some of them are unhinged, okay? And if you are trying to tell an unhinged person, sell pussy, do this, or whatever, they're going to do that. But you're taking advantage of them, and that's just not right. As far as I'm concerned, that bitch deserved to be in jail. She deserved to be under the fucking jail because you have no right to take people's money. You have no right to scam and con people. Yeah, some people don't have no fucking sense.
And put them in harm's way. Here's a caller. I'm going to connect them. Hopefully they speak. This is Wayward.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Wayward. This is the guy that called with the, you know, birthmark.
Okay.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
Yeah. Because, you know, I almost forgot, you know, I was... You know, I'm on that earth, so, you know, I was doing that. And I was like, mm-mm, I got to call in before anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch this because let me tell y'all, with you, I knew you all the way from 2017. I'm going to try to make this quick. And I knew Ashura too. But, you know, I got bipolarism, but I call it my gift because I know when somebody doing some bullshit. But I was young at the time, so I kind of believed her. And so I kind of, like, dismissed what you said at first, and this the bullshit because it's going to kick me back in the behind. I can't cuss with my mama in the house. But she started doing superficial stuff, like it doesn't apply to the body. Like, she wasn't teaching how it essentially tell us how to activate our energy in a way, in a sense, because we pump with that. And so I would come back to you, let's say, 2018, because I was like, what wayward are you talking about? I know she's going to make me laugh. Because, you know, I used to watch it just past time. And, you know, you were talking about something. Hold on. I can remember it. You was talking about Duchess.
What weed you on?
Something. Huh?
What weed you on? What weed you on?
Oh, indica.
Okay, it had you on some other shit.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, but yeah. And so, because, you know, I'm being super honest. That's my thing. So I'm just like, I'm going to tell you the what's up. So, yeah. So I would watch you, and you would be talking about mystical lady something, Duchess. And I don't know her, so I don't know what she got to do with it. And then you were talking about how they used to pimp them like hoes. And I'd be like, what? That don't even seem like a sure energy. And then I really had to start watching her. And, you know, she always wearing makeup and a wig. And I'm just like, dang, shouldn't you be a little bit comfortable with your naturality? Like, who really cares?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just wearing makeup and a wig. You can wear that too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But it would always try to be in like a seductive way. And she always gave me like that vampiric type of succubus energy that I tried to manifest a long time ago. And so I really started paying attention to her energy. And you could just tell, like, just look at her and tell, like, she's just trying to get you in just by her looks and, like, how seductive she is doing that shit. And I was like, okay, well, damn, was you on some shit? And so I was just like, okay, I'm going to stop fucking with her. And so that came into 2019. But, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
You can't be talking about Ashura because Ashura ain't a seductive. You must be talking about Creole because Creole was a little, I get that hoe a little something. She's seductive. Ashura can't seduce a roach. So I don't, you must not be talking about Ashura. It ain't shit a seductive.
No, I'm telling you, she tried to appear seductive because she really tried to. She was putting on the
I can believe she tried.
Gray wig. I get it.
Oh,
maybe her.
Okay, bye.
Tired.
Bye.
And Duchess is too busy stealing shit.
Well, remember, she stole her husband from his wife and then had the audacity to have an attitude towards the daughter. But let's not forget, remember, she went and threw her ex-husband under the bus and he ended up getting incarcerated. Did we forget?
That's right. Well, maybe some people might not know. Duchess. Nikea, that's that bitch real name, and y'all can look that shit up. She embezzled, I forgot how much money she embezzled from a company, and basically she threw her first husband under the bus, and that nigga went to jail and shit because she copped a plea with a snitching ass, and she had no future, so she decided she was going to be a witch, and she would always, she plagiarized shit. She would steal other people's shit, and then remember
oh, do you remember when she stole that whole article? Do you remember when she stole that whole article from the Wiccan? No, do you remember that?
I did.
And got caught.
I
she stole a whole article from the Wiccan, and the Wiccans busted her out. Do you remember that shit?
That thieving ass bitch. That
y'all follow Duchess, y'all dumb as fuck, because that bitch steals every fucking thing. She'll steal your panties if you're standing next to her. Fucking
do you remember when Badass Witch was trying, is that extortion? She was trying to get me on welfare fraud.
Oh, that's
I said I was overpaid food stamps. Get me. Shit. I had to pay for this shit. They sued my black ass. Shit, I keep it 1,000.
She really thought she was doing something. But I have a question. Tina, that's that bitch real name. Tina, have you paid your restitution to the state of Indiana? Because
oh,
you know you still owe that money
to Indiana.
Fight?
She got
into
a fight. And remember, no, but remember when she was pimping the transgender that had the transgender dancing and shit? And she was she was going, yeah, get it. Do you remember that?
That's right. And then she had, I don't know if that shit was fake with that.
Are we forgetting about Looney Tunes that I used to draw pictures about and people thought she was
Jamila.
Having sex with her child?
Jamila. Oh,
did we forget when we were showing? And remember when, what's her name? That voodoo diva was trying to pull.
Oh.
No, remember when that voodoo diva, that bitch right there who was trying to clown and try to steal my frequency, her and homeboy, remember when she called herself taking a piece of, would you do this? Would you? And she wanted to be was a fucking entertainer, but she was trying to pull a witch patrol when we went and put Jamila on Front Street. But Jamila came from somewhere else to fuck with Alexis Tyler's son. And remember all that shit with Tina?
Yeah.
And remember when people start questioning, is she molesting her child? Because remember when her child ended up between her legs? And we were like, what the fuck is
disturbing.
That child doing it between her legs? Then she went into a zone. And remember she got mad at, was it Tina, that chick, and said, die, bitch, die. Did we forget? Then the bitch ends up changing her whole persona into this, I'm going to do tarot card. Remember when she was trying to put spells on me, telling me she's going to have a heart attack and she messing up her career. Remember she couldn't pronounce her name with Bajor. Let's not forget her. Let's not forget.
Wait a minute. Let's not forget Lady Daydream. Is that bitch name?
Yes.
Her name, Lady Daydream, who called herself aligning herself with Ashura and shit. And that bitch had a husband at the time and was mentally ill. That's the, when you're mentally ill, you shouldn't fuck with spiritualists. Because now she don't have a husband.
Remember when her whole husband left her?
her
whole husband left her, right?
After I put his shit out. And you said, and you basically kind of sticked holes on him, and one of them holes probably pulled him away from her. And now bitch is alone.
Let's not forget this. Let's not forget that Ashura stole energy from High Priestess Creole and do you remember when High Priestess Creole started to look really odd? Because Ashura pulled, so when that person was could be on high and shit, talking about she's seductive. Nah, she pulled High Priestess Creole energy. That's what the fuck she was doing and probably still doing her fucking groups. Because remember, people were complaining that after they had sessions with Ashura, they felt drained because she would pick certain females with. She would pick certain females that have beauty and then hagger their use that old hagger spell and pull their energy and their beauty from them. Okay? Mm. It's called an old hagger spell. You look haggard. And it's kind of like the Twilight Zone. You're stealing that person's youth, their beauty and energy. And that's what Ashura was doing.
and probably still do this shit, but I forgot she distanced herself after the woman was murdered in addition to the person getting kidnapped. Okay? I had a whole client that was following a shooter that wouldn't leave her husband, and I talked about this, and he was abusive. Okay? But if you remember, remember Michaela stopped fucking with Ashura after she became her own entity. Her and Ashura wasn't talking all like that.
No, she came up on Ashura's back.
Basically, she didn't remember, and I said this yesterday, I said, did Ashura do something to Michaela to cause her to go to jail? Not her personally, but sending the dogs out at her. And sending the dogs are basically the Poleros and Wiccans and all them motherfuckers because she does side busting shit.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the perfume. What's that perfume lady name?
Adeline.
Adeline, are you still a practicing Luciferian following a white woman? What happened? You used to holler, "I'm Haitian," but you following a whole white woman and calling yourself a Luciferian now, selling, and people were saying that her perfume smelled like toilet water.
You said that. Remember when you parried her perfume? Remember you parried her perfume?
I forgot I did try that shit because other people were saying that shit too, and I wanted to see for myself. It was full of trickery.
The perfumes and the elixirs are all a scam.
But I'm disturbed. Remember when I had that damn client that got on my fucking nerves and you was in the river? You was outside and you was listening to her and she got on your fucking nerves and she got talking about the fucking elixir?
The Sagittarius?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit. Wait, it's for real? Who the fuck really would buy that shit?
People, let me say this. People are trying to figure out why are people following Ashura. And remember the research that she came up on the conscious community teaching her some shit, right? And the conscious community is connected all up in this shit. And this is the funny thing. I used to follow this guy, and I don't know if I still follow him or not. His name is Q, and his name is Quincy. And somehow I bumped into him, and he does, they're metaphysical energy. Mm-hmm. So I used to follow him because I said, oh, shit, he's like hella smart, hella cool. But it was weird. I don't know where he was living before, but he moved to Atlanta. Lo and behold, that bitch is probably following me on Facebook and seeing that I followed him. The next thing I know, I'm seeing him and her talking to each other. And somebody tried to call me to talk against him. Who in the fuck was that?
Somebody trying to start shit.
Exactly.
Because she's always sending people to start shit.
So if we already understand that Ashura sends people to start shit, then what is it for her to drop a dime on Michaela?
Exactly.
Okay.
She's an ain't shit ass bitch. And didn't I say Pisces ain't shit? And I still stand on that shit. She's an ain't shit ass bitch. A punk bitch. Excuse me. I believe I said punk bitch.
Now, the question is this. You people should pray for Michaela, okay? And pray that shit isn't real. It's just on bullshit. It's just a mistake. But in my spirit, I think somebody dropped a dime on her. And with Ashura wanting to be in Michaela's place, it wouldn't be shocking at any other females that may want to be in her place, because that type of shit is foul. But then at the same time, revenge and redemption, bitch, because all you motherfuckers was up there being hella foul. And people are trying to figure out what is the magnet with Ashura, even with Mickey. Mickey, I can kind of understand because she has a little bit more personality. I get it. But Mickey was up there married and shit. And the weird thing, remember when she first came out, somebody was saying she had 5 kids.
Yeah. I really want to know if she really is. You talking about, you know, they need to pray, but they need to pray. Which jail is she in? She with the men or she with the women? I don't know if that bitch is a man or a woman. If you, first she had 5 kids, now she got, what they say, 3?
Yeah.
And then she is supposed to have been selling her titty milk and shit?
Yeah.
That bitch deserved to be in jail. She foul as fuck.
Yes. Absolutely. And the funny thing is that we had to go witch patrol because we had to go backwards and show that all this shit was going on when we came on the scene. It was 2018, and people thought we were being haters, we were being all this shit, you know, and remember, they used to be on me. And that let me know the mentality of people and their thought process, the mean girl effect, right? And the funny thing is that, and just to go back to High Priestess Creole, remember when she made that whole Gumby clay to look like me?
Yeah.
Do you remember when she used to do some spells?
And you used to, wait, you know what? That reminds me, yeah, she used to do the spells, and then you would go behind her and break her shit down and say what it was, and that bitch didn't like that.
She didn't, but because you don't remember when she made a fucking clay person to look like me?
Yeah. But do you remember when the beef started with Creole, when that bitch when she stole some shit, as Pisces do, lay in wait and steal other people's shit, like Ashura, Creole stole some shit from the first website because you're always updating the website, and you peep some shit, and you very nicely DM'd her, and you remember what she said to you?
She said, fuck you, bitch.
Exactly. And then it was on and cracking with that bitch ever since. Okay, bitch, that's what you're going to come with? You came nicely to her. You stealing shit over here, and that's what you want.
Magical Lady Duchess. It was like Magical Lady Duchess and High Priestess Creole would wait for me to update the website. That then they would update their website for it to look like mine. Do you remember when High Priestess Creole started to copy you and your wig, and so did Magical Lady Duchess? And every time you changed your wig and it was something you doing, then they would copy? But where's your spiritual at? Where's your magic at? Where is it at? And then I would get people who would hit me up and would sit there and say, well, you know, I've done this with Magical Lady Duchess, I did, and I've done this. And then I'll be hella, like, suspicious of them because it never ended well. I remember I had this one client, and I'm not cheap with my services. She bounced after I said, hey, is this amount? She had been fucked with me all that time, but as soon as I said a particular amount, she was acting hella shady. But then to go backwards, Magical Lady Duchess tried to come out and say, well, you shouldn't be paying this for a spiritualist. You shouldn't be paying that for a spiritualist. Well, bitch, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, then you should live in Walmart because you do Walmart as a magic. That's what the fuck you do. That's what you charge. Okay? Then Michael Reddy tried to come back and then put me and Bokar against each other and say, well, both of them are charging too much. Why? Because your wife is on crystal meth, nigga? You on crystal meth? Your wife is on crystal meth.
And the kids.
Did she get
and
off that crystal meth? Well, hopefully they out of that. And are we going to talk about, are we going to talk about these supposed magic people on crystal meth? Okay.
Are you getting ready to talk about Shireen?
I'm not going to talk about her because she's going to call me in a minute.
But you know, I gotta get a bitch. I gotta give it to her. At least she has some balls. And let me say this real quick, because I talk a lot of shit. I talk more shit than you do. You more petty, and I just talk a lot of shit. But we said a whole lot of shit. She was the only bitch that had enough balls. Even though we were going back and forth and shit in them comments, saying some fucked up shit to each other. But at least that bitch had some balls to call and talk, even after you call her a meth head and all kind of shit. She was the only one.
She was talking shit about me.
But at least she had some balls and call. At least she called. None of them other hoes had the nuts to call and say shit. You see, ain't nobody fucking call today. And a badass witch, that bitch who called herself trying to, she put that video out, I don't remember, a year or two ago, talking about she wanted us to fucking call in. Bitch, how were we going to call in? We didn't fucking know. But you know we would have fucking called in if we would have fucking knew. You put a whole word out to say, all you motherfuckers, call. I wasn't going to talk shit.
The bottom line, I think people have to understand, and dealing with Ashura, dealing with Mickey, Ashura is under ritual. Mickey is under ritual. Somebody caught Mickey up big time. Because, again, when I'm looking at the numbers, that's what it says. And looking at the rest of these motherfuckers, and they'll sit up and say, YouTube witches. It ain't no YouTube witch. It ain't none of that. It's just motherfuckers doing spiritual work, and YouTube is a platform. But because of these motherfuckers, then what happens is real ones get all put in the same category in their melee.
Yeah.
And people are like,
yeah,
well, that's their path and you don't judge. I get that. But the bottom line is this. Don't sit up and hold yourself in high regard, but you over here selling pussy. You over here committing crimes. Just be real of who you are and what you're doing. But then at the same time, don't be up here stealing people money, then steal their money, then sit up and soul speak, and then steal their souls. And then sit up and connect yourself to all of these motherfuckers out here, to the conscious community and all of that. I mean, how you think it sounds like, don't get involved with Tata because he's going to eat your ass. Well, he's going to get fat right now because this is not the time. Okay? And I don't know. And then allegedly they say he done got his ass kicked out in Atlanta. I don't know what's going on with him. Okay?
That's what Bokar said. You know, you can't really trust what Bokar said.
Well, he is
what
his line is. He lies. Yeah, he lies.
Remember, he made that whole fucking video, called himself trying to clown you, and ended up the white man, the real estate man, was a fake person.
Then
we had to clown him back. Yes. So you can't believe shit that nigga said.
When he sat up and put up that fake client, and the fake client was like, yeah, look at me. I'm in this house. Look at me. And then you see, wait a minute. What was that?
It was an Airbnb. Somebody contacted us and told us it was an Airbnb. And that dude wasn't even a real client. And he had to do a video clowning him.
Yeah, it was a lot of that going on. Well, at this point, we have to see what comes out with Mickey, because the bottom line is that there is a lot of dangerous shit going on with that Level Up Club. And people don't understand it wasn't about witchery or witchcraft or spell work. It was about straight prostitution and hustle. And the bottom line is that there's a whole transgendered part of Level Up that Mama D is doing, where there's transgendered also prostituting. That's what you guys have to understand. Michaela was a madam. She was out here pimping and pandering. And the bottom line is that I guess doing sky shit. The same thing with Ashura. But the fucked up thing about it is that they were getting women in their groups to basically kind of scan, be like, is she pretty, is this and that, you change yourself here, and they're up there teaching them how to do fetishes and all that shit. That's the sideboard. That's the side shit. Okay? I'm not going to sit up and say not give your money to her, but I'm going to say I wouldn't fuck with her spiritually. Because she's a fake
I'm
god.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I'm not understanding why, and I'm going to assume that they're young girls. I hope it ain't no old hoes that are following this bitch. But
no, they are old hoes, yes.
Oh, that's right, because one of your clients was a certain age. But what I'm going to say this. Anybody that is giving their money, this is some shit that you can learn yourself. But furthermore, how are you going to take advice from a bitch that ain't got shit? She don't even have her shit together. And you need to get some. This is why we are so, while the world is all fucked up in the way that it is, because people have their priorities and the concerns all fucked up, and they too busy worrying about material shit, which is fucking leveling up, instead of spiritually leveling the fuck up. Because once you have your spiritual side together, there ain't nothing you can do. You can get whatever the fuck you want to. You don't need a bitch that ain't got shit to tell you to take your money and con you out of it and tell you some shit that you need a wig or weave to fucking level up. When she ain't even leveled up, her husband is a fucking senior citizen and shit.
But how are you leveling up if your husband is making 72 grand a year taking care of a wife and two children, and doesn't he, and didn't he have to also pay the wife?
Yeah, and I'm sure his daughters are grown now, but yeah, he had to pay child support at one time. But black women need to get their shit together. Women need to get their shit together. Seriously. Because if you got your shit together spiritually, you can work your own shit to level up. However you need to fucking level up.
But leveling up is hood. How about working on your energy from the root?
Because them
from the
don't
root.
Understand that shit. Because them
just put on a fucking wig.
Yeah.
That sorcery,
look.
Them bitches are sorcerers. They sorcery with
look.
That makeup, and people are appalled. For real, people are appalled. To see, yeah. That Michaela looks the way she looks.
But look, this goes back to when we go into, when we go looking for spiritual shit and all the shit is gone and everybody we see is Latin buying the shit. Latin women get what the fuck they want to because they are spiritually aligned. You can get whatever the fuck you want to if you got your spirit together and you do your own fucking work. If you want to make some money, what the fuck you doing? What you digging in the bank? You digging in the bank?
Yeah, I bought some Benny Hot. Yeah.
You
I'm
Benny
hungry.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I did.
You know, Latin women are about their work. Are they not?
True.
Black women are not about their work. First of all, black women are too busy holding crystals and all that kind of shit. You ain't gonna get no man holding no fucking crystal. If you
show not.
Whatever the fuck you want requires work. It requires spiritual work. And you can do that shit on your own. And I think what I want to get across to people is the fact that when you came on the scene, it was like, look, do your own shit. You don't need anybody to do shit for you. It's like you don't need a bitch that ain't got shit to tell you how to get some shit. How the fuck she gonna tell you how to get some shit if she ain't got shit? You just two broke hoes together. If you have your spiritual world in order, there ain't nothing that you can't obtain. That's it. That's the fuck
out.
Anything else?
They don't want to do that. They want to clown. They want to look at beauty. They want to do all of that. They don't want to learn nothing. They don't want to pay for nothing on some real shit. They don't want to understand what they want to do. Is follow Michaela, then end up incarcerated like her, looking for a commissary, and collect calls. Up in
that's
Vegas.
Why.
Oh, God. And be a dead, getting caught
but
up. That's what they want.
And that's why we are at the bottom, and that's why every group of women are surpassing us and getting what they want on their fucking own with work. And you too fucking lazy to do fucking work. Spiritual work is not spiritual work is not glamorous. Spiritual, you can't be lazy with spiritual work. But there ain't nothing that you can't accomplish with that shit. And I think that's all that we were ever trying to point out to people. And at this point, it's
absolutely.
Like, if you ain't got the message, then fuck you. And for those who that want to hear the message, okay, be about your shit. There ain't nothing you can't do. If the spirits want you to have it, you'll fucking have it. You just can't. You always got to be on it because it's always work to be done to get whatever you want. If you're meant to have it, the spirits will give it to you.
Ashura's husband really didn't understand what she was doing. She was in these groups hiding that she was teaching these women this shit. He didn't know, okay? Michaela's husband didn't know. No, so let's just keep it for what it is. No, then with that's why I said nobody's stupid. Everybody know that it was a threesome going on with Michaela and shit. It was some
can
shit going on with that.
That's like two men and a woman.
Okay.
What?
There you go.
Attractive. Nor is Michaela. That's two dudes and a refrigerator built woman.
You know, I think it's a sad situation. I think it's sad that deaths had to happen. I think it's sad that people get all hypnotized behind beauty and they don't want to learn shit. They don't want to learn how to become stronger within their magic. And that is true. You can do anything. But then at the same time, people are so judgy. You know, if you remember, oh, you cuss too much. You do this too much. You do that too much. But okay, but now you up here trying to follow a whole woman who needs commissary. So then you niggas just might as well just go put your money on her books and call it a day.
Oh, and don't leave out, oh, you're just being messy.
Who?
Don't forget the people out there that are thinking we're just being messy.
Well, I don't give a fuck about that. This is real shit right here.
Of course it is. And
this is real shit.
People, and to those people, I say you can kiss the deepest, darkest, blackest part of my asshole because we are messy and we were built on messiness. And so fucking what? And the fact is that these holes are foul. And I know people are still going to continue to, you know, to follow them. And
And that's okay. That is okay.
I think people are just downright novelty. I think they're novelty.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't want to learn anything. They just want to look at a pretty woman. They don't want to believe anything. They don't want to believe that Michaela may have been money laundering. Believe me, she had, I don't know what she was doing, but the bottom line is
that she was money laundering for, though. Who do you think she was money laundering for? Because remember, we were in a sense, investigating that whole prostitution ring and the shit that was going on in Ecuador and New York and even in Florida. And remember, even Magical Lady Dutch's husband is a truck driver, and there was some odd shit going on there where we thought about, was he transporting drugs too? I can't remember everything that had to do with that. Okay, but I'm going to comment. But there was a time when her fat ass was riding with him on his truck trip. Because remember, we said she was a madam too, because there was some funny business going on with her ass. So I would like to know who is the ringleader of this prostitution ring.
It goes pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And does that tie into trap witch, stripper witch, all of them?
Well, yeah,
because remember, trap witch
like
ended up always in New Orleans.
Is he in New Orleans?
Hey. And trap witch is always ending up in city to city.
That's true. Yeah, because he was just in L.A., I believe. And he's always taking all these glamour shots and shit. And
look, I wish I could take glamour shots, but I'm too busy doing work. Because there's nothing glamorous about this work. There's nothing beautiful about it.
No, there isn't.
Okay. So I have to talk to a client now, so I have to end. You have any last words?
No, I don't have any last words, except for I know people are still going to, you know, fuck with these people, but I think that I ain't got nothing else to say, but, you know, good luck to that nigga in jail.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What? I guess he didn't have time to put his wig on before he took that mug shot, but I guess he still had his contacts in. But, you know, good luck, nigga. That's all I got to say.
This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. It is up with you as a real motherfucker. We're done. And this was the Messy Ass Witch Patrol Edition. It is called Throwback to Remember.